WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I've met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Valor Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now... You are,
and it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Thursday night, and you know what that means. It's time for another edition of The Rack. Live right here at the Wild Talk Radio Network. She's been muted and probably talking this entire time. But this is The Rack, live right here at the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. Chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Hit the purple button below the screen. You can use creator code Rocket Soccer Lindsay Wood at the Fortnite item shop. Because hashtag epic partner. I'm the producer, joined as always by the actual host of this show, Lindsay Ward.
You know, sometimes we just have to switch it up, right? Like, sometimes we just have to, you know, change things around and make him do the intro, because I looked as we were coming on and I checked the mute button, the one mute button, and it wasn't muted, and then I forgot about Discord. So here we are. Hi, chat. Hi, everybody. How you doing? How are things going today for you? It's been a weird week, man. It's been a weird week.
I just looked over at the screen and went, huh, I said go and it's not going. I gotta give it a few seconds and nothing's lighting up. I was like, huh, okay.
And then you looked at Discord and saw I was muted and probably like, yep, she's sitting there talking like an idiot.
And that's where I was like, let me do the intro so she realized we're going. And...
yeah,
here we are. So what are we doing tonight?
Well, tonight we have news, we have notes, and we are talking all about, I can't believe I'm going to say it, but I'm gonna say it, John Cena's final match ever in WWE. It's here. Not his final appearance, but his final match in WWE as an active wrestler, active performer, got announced a year ago, and well, here we are. It's December. It's the very last one. He's retiring on Saturday night. It'll be the final one.
The last one.
So we're going to talk all about John Cena and what he has meant to us, what he currently means to us, and what's next for him. Because, well, he's already got that lined up, as it were. So, I say we get into news brought to by our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Is that fucking Amy Lee? That's fucking Amy Lee. What the hell? Anyway, I'm sorry. Game Awards. Evanescence is on the Game Awards right now, and I don't know what to do about that. All right, let's talk about the news brought to by our friends over at mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. So, Ram is proud to announce a dynamic partnership with TKO Holdings that brings together WWE, a global leader in sports entertainment, UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization, and PBR, the world's premier bull riding organization. This collaboration unites three of the most electrifying sports and entertainment properties with the strength and durability of Ram trucks, creating unforgettable experiences for fans across the country. As the official truck partner of WWE, UFC, and PBR, Ram will deliver exclusive fan activities, custom content, and on-site experiences that showcase the bold capability of Ram trucks. From the iconic WWE ring and world-famous UFC octagon to the PBR bucking chute, can't believe I had to say that word, Ram will be at the center of the action. I forgot TKO. TKO owns PBR. I forgot they do. That.
Yep, that's part of the brand.
You always think of USC and WWE because it's relevant to us, but like I always forget about PBR. I mean, this is exciting. This is cool. I'm not sure how this is going to fit into WWE unless you're just going to have people rolling up in like a Ram truck or something like that, you know?
Eventually, probably, but you'll probably have the big ass Ram logo on the mat somewhere.
Where? It's full.
You've replaced one of the other ones.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see something. Does Ram make tractor trailers?
While she's looking at that, the Falcons are currently beating the Buccaneers, for those curious.
Give them time. They do make semi-trucks, so maybe that's how the partnership works in for WWE, is all the WWE trucks will become Ram. You have Cody Rhodes pull up in a Ram pickup.
No, he has a Wheatley's bus.
But he could also have the Ram truck. You see, he could get off the Wheatley bus, and then he could take the Ram truck to the ring, and then he could take it. Ooh, no, they could get him a golf cart, a Ram golf cart.
Anything is logo. Anything is possible in WWE.
All jokes aside, this is cool. This is a great opportunity for both companies, and again, we're seeing that marketing and promotion work really being pushed in WWE beyond what it has been in the past, which is good because they need to add new sponsors. They need to continue to grow that, especially as people get swapped out, just so there is stability with the company. Same thing goes for UFC and PBR. Like, I think this will be most beneficial for PBR because that more lines up with them, not to stereotype. Because WWE and UFC, obviously, you know, you don't have that same type of format where you're at the rodeo and you can have the truck there. But I guess you could have it on display somewhere. I guess in the arena somewhere. I don't know.
You just need the logo somewhere. You don't need the actual truck. But you could bring it to WrestleMania and have it at fan access.
You could. You know what? You could wrap a Ram truck. What would be awesome?
Anything is possible.
What would be awesome is if they wanted to give one away at WrestleMania. That would be cool.
You never know.
They could give away a free truck. It could be possible. Just saying. Moving on. WWE Unreal Season 2 is set to release on Netflix on January 20th. Participants for the upcoming season include Seth Rollins, Becky Lynch, Cody Rhodes, Rhea Ripley, Pat McAfee, Jelly Roll, R-Truth, Io Sky, Naomi, Chelsea Green, Penta, and Lyra Valkyria.
So let's talk about Seth Rollins will be the fake injury, Rhea Ripley will be her nose, Pat McAfee will be burnout, Jelly Roll will be his first SummerSlam appearance. R-Truth would be his firing. Naomi would be, oh my god, she's pregnant. And then I don't know about the rest.
Becky would probably be like the post-Mania or the post-title loss and just kind of going away for a while and taking a break. Probably same thing for Cody.
But Becky didn't go over.
You and Chelsea, I don't know. Penta might be an injury. Lyra might be. Lyra will probably be the IC title.
Becky would be her comeback at WrestleMania then.
Yeah. And training for that and getting ready for that. I don't know about Cody. I mean, it's Cody. You could just do whatever for Cody.
Cody goes to Australia to film a movie.
Okay. So we have to talk about that because ADD. So they release the pictures of him as Guile because, you know, they dropped the trailer for Mortal Kombat at the Game Awards.
Street Fighter.
I can't take it seriously. I don't know a lot about Street Fighter, but I know Guile's supposed to be jacked as all fuck. Okay? They all are, right? It's Street Fighter. They're all supposed to be jacked as fuck. Cody, just go look at the pictures. If you don't believe me, just go look at the pictures. Okay? Just go look at the pictures. Like, I'm not trying to knock Cody's all at all, but I feel like there could have been a better pick for Guile. I don't know. That's just me. Because the comedian guy is in it too. That's been doing stuff with them, I think, for WrestleMania. I think he's in it too. Huh?
I said, okay.
So, like, I don't know. It's just the things you see randomly, out of context or in context. And, like, they show the trailer and you're like, oh, no. So, yeah. Here we are. Anyway, moving on. WWE Unreal, Season 2, January 20th. Go check it out. John Cena, who is retiring, revealed that he has signed a 5-year ambassador deal with WWE. Man isn't even retired yet, and he's already resigned. And he will continue with the company in that role after Saturday. So congratulations to him. No shock there whatsoever. Absolutely none. Like, I know there was a lot of speculation that he might go to AEW, that, you know, there's a lot of other things that happened.
He's going there. But what if? You never know. It could happen, right?
Like, it could happen. It won't, though. Clearly, no. Because he's signed a deal with them. They're not going to let him go anywhere. He is WWE for life, or until, you know, other circumstances occur. But, like, yeah, I'm not shocked by this at all. But congratulations, John. Good job. The Rock, aka Dwayne Johnson, has been nominated for Best Performance by a Male Actor in a Drama for the Golden Globes for his portrayal of Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine. So that's very exciting news for him. I know that's something he's been targeting. I know there's also potential Oscar talk, because typically if you get nominated for a Golden Globe, that means that you're likely to get nominated for an Oscar as well. And that's something The Rock really, really, really wants, is to be nominated for and win an Oscar. Because obviously that would be kind of the completion of his journey into Hollywood, right? And especially taking on more serious, dramatic roles, as opposed to just being the action hero all the time. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, he's been obviously targeting very different roles from what he's used to playing.
Yeah.
And then last but not least, NXT's New Year's Eve will air live on January 6th on the CW. So check that out, everybody.
Should be fun.
It should be a lot of fun. So, you know, check it out and enjoy. And yeah, so that does it for the news. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about John Cena's final match. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a Kay Sheaf. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw Post Show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Did you know you can use supported creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana of the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to the Rack Radio Show on the Wildcat Network.
Wild Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to the Rack Radio, the Wildcat Radio Network.
Wild Talk.
Mother.
I don't know. I think we should keep it. I think it's funny.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to Rack Radio on Wild Talk Radio.
Perfect.
Wait, I'll do Rack Radio Show, sorry. All right, one more time.
One more time.
Hey guys, this is Colt Cabana from the Art of Wrestling podcast, but right now you're listening to the Rack Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio. Take four. I'm going to take four.
Now I don't feel so bad. And welcome back to the Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out in chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are back to talk about a piece of history that is going to happen on Saturday, the day that a lot of us have known is coming for a while, a lot of us have wanted for a long time, I guess, some of us haven't wanted it. It's here. John Cena will wrestle his final match in WWE as an active performer in 2 days. That's insane. That is absolutely insane. Because yeah, I feel old because...
It's weird.
I remember when Cena freaking debuted.
Me too.
I feel old. I feel so old. Because it's like... we've talked about it on the show before, but like I started watching WWE in like 2000. So in terms of like the Attitude Era, in terms of like all of that, I missed pretty much all of it. And I kind of picked up where it was the very end of the Monday Night Wars, where WWE had already kind of won. And so like when they talk about all these wrestlers who like have this history
and, you know, it's like you grew up with them and that kind of thing. I didn't really have that experience until now, because like John Cena is kind of like, in a weird way, that wrestler that I grew up with, because you've watched him go on that journey and you've kind of gone on it with him, especially as an adult. Like, it's a really weird thing, but you've watched him go from nothing to grow into what he is now. And at least for me, I've kind of been on that same sort of path, not nearly as epic as him, but like, you know, kind of like going through the ups and downs, and it's like he's always there and that kind of thing. So it's like, this is weird. This is kind of heart-wrenching at the same time.
It is. It's one of those things where, like, it's like you said, you watch them. It's like the first one where you go, you've seen it from start to finish. Because even the Attitude Era guys, they weren't start to finish. Because Austin had a run, but he was in WCW for a long time. And then the Monday Night Wars, Nash and Hall, they bounced back and forth. And The Rock, I guess you could say, but Rock's technically not done. Rock's still going.
He hasn't retired.
Triple H came over from WCW. Mankind came over. As Cactus Jack came from over. But when Cena came in 2002, he's been the man. And he has the class to go with him. Batista, who we saw from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
But his was not as long as John Cena.
No, and Batista just kind of sort of left. Like, he didn't have the full
retirement tour. Yeah, he came back for one final run, but that was about it to close it out. But he was never, he kind of left for a long time before doing that. There's Randy, who's still going, and there's Brock. And that's that class. That's the major big four of that class who are kind of near the end. Randy's probably going to be the longest of the four at this point.
Which I don't think, out of everybody, I don't think we saw that coming, right? Because you think about the start of Randy's career, and you think about the start of John's career, and it's like, there's no way that Randy's going to last
neither
longer
one.
Than Cena.
It was neither one of them at one point.
It was neither one of them at one point. It was like, I don't know about this one. I don't think it's going to go. And then, like, Cena kind of took off, and they limped Randy along for a while, just because Hunter, it's like, we're not going to let him fail.
Yeah, Hunter didn't want him to fail. Hunter put him in a group. And
yeah, they made sure Randy took off. Like, they put the rocket to him, whether he wanted it or not. They made him do it.
And with Brock, and Cena kind of alluded to this in an interview. I don't know who did it, who the interview was with. It was either Chris Van Vliet or the WWE one, where he kind of hinted at the fact that Brock's almost done. And
I'm not surprised.
But no, he gave specifics of SummerSlam. He kind of hinted around because it's in Minnesota, and Brock's from the area, so creatively, where it could go.
But here's the thing with Brock. I just kind of want Brock to walk away and never come back, except for the Hall of Fame induction that they'll give him, which we all know he's gonna get. But like, because Brock's style isn't to do that grand farewell. Brock's style is just basically just to say, go F yourself, and he leaves. And that's it. That's how it's been his whole career.
Or you have that one guy who retires him at SummerSlam, who could be the guy retiring everybody.
You know what? If they gave Gunter the Legend Killer gimmick, I would not be upset at that at all. If that's how they want to go with that. Like, he's just, and it's not even like what Randy did, where like Randy's like, I'm just gonna retire the legends. Gunter's like, nah, I don't want you around anymore. You just get out.
But yeah, that class is kind of coming to an end. And it's weird. So Cena talked about this, and he had two options. He saw the writing on the wall and was like, I can't keep up anymore. Yeah. So either I post on Twitter, I'm done, and retire, or he does this final run. And if it was up to him, he would have done it. He would have tried to do a 200-day schedule. But lucky for John, they don't do that anymore. And two... Right. They only needed him for X amount of dates. Because technically, he has a lot going on still, because he's still doing movie stuff and what have you.
They could have added on a few more, I'm just saying. Especially for the end. They could have added on a few more.
If he had the time, because we don't know what he's doing.
Oh, I know. But it's like, for the end, it's just literally... like we've talked about this before, that like the actual end of the run was SummerSlam, where he did the handoff to Cody, and that was it. That was the end of the run, where he turned back face. And now they're just booking matches for him. They're just booking dream matches for him, where there's not a lot of story around them. We're watching them purely for the sake of watching them, which is fine. And that will be the end of the career, but it's like the end of the run was SummerSlam.
Which is what it was supposed to be, because when they booked the angle, it was, we're going to get to SummerSlam. It's, WrestleMania wasn't the end point. It was just the start of the feud. And he talked about how, yes, it did, the heel turn didn't go as planned, and there were certain factors that played into why it didn't. But they were also trying to fit a 52-week heel turn into 4 months.
Yeah, probably not the best idea.
Because he could have done a full heel run if he had the time, but they don't have the time. They always knew he was going to be back babyface. It was just a matter of time. They also lost two key parts of the heel run. Because what event was it that they were supposed to... What was it, Money in the Bank, they did the tag match? Logan and Cena versus Cody and Jay, was it?
I think
it was, that was Money in the Bank. Well, that was supposed to be a 6-man tag.
And somebody didn't show up.
So for the, when it was revealed, I guess that it was a Saturday night's main event, when Cody came out and made the challenge, I believe Travis Scott was supposed to show up on that show and did not show up. Because that was supposed to be a 6-man for that pay-per-view in LA, and Travis Scott bailed on them, and then they kind of killed the heel turn.
I mean, there's only so much you can do, and if you lose that key component, then what else do you have, right? Because, I mean, let's all be honest. The Cena heel turn, while it was great in theory, and the way they did it was really good, the overall run as a heel was not fantastic. I think they tried to do things with it, and I think as it progressed and as he kind of evolved it, it got better, but also you could tell that they were turning him back face.
Fans wanted him to be face. That was the thing. The fans, while the heel turn, while it worked overseas, because the overseas fans booed, once he got into the States, fans just wanted to cheer John Cena.
I think what we wanted was both. We wanted the moment of John Cena going heel, because for 2 decades or however long it's been, he has been the company man. He has been the top baby face. And that has always been the hypothetical, is what happens if John Cena goes heel, right? Like, what does that look like? And it's, they'll never do it because he's their top moneymaker. Well, times have changed. And while Cena is probably still one of their top moneymakers, you have other people that can fill that void. And so it's, if you're going to turn John Cena heel, now's the time to do it, right? Especially on his last run. Let's see what he can do with a heel turn in the current iteration. And so they gave us the moment. They gave us the moment of John Cena being a heel. What none of us anticipated was the actual of how they're going to book him as a heel and how that all works, right? That was part of the problem, is it's like, great, awesome, you gave us the moment. Now what? And
here's
what
the problem.
What we got wasn't what we were expecting, because we weren't expecting anything, but it also wasn't really what we wanted, right?
Here's the problem with it in 2025. It's hard to be a heel.
Oh, it is.
It's hard to generate the heat you need to get where you want to be a hated heel. And there's a lack, like, there's bad guys that get booed, but there's no heels like that, like nasty heels, where John Cena's goal as a heel was to ruin wrestling. And he tried. He slowed everything down. He changed everything. But it's hard to be a guy who's truly hated, because you can't do things to get you hated, because we've spent a decade where the bad guy is cool. So it's cool to cheer the bad guy. Even though he's doing heel moves, it's hard to boo the bad guy. Even Dominic Mysterio was getting cheered being the bad guy. And he was getting the loudest boos. You can do bad things, but bad people don't exist right now, because the wrestling industry doesn't let it, you go past certain limits where you could be a bad guy because there's limits. Like,
because in order to be considered a bad guy, in quotations, you do have to go to those extremes, and that's the problem.
Yeah, and it's hard to do that in this day and age because when everything is guaranteed to be, you have to, you know, I could go heel or I could make my merch money. Heels shouldn't make merch, but you want the merch money.
But in the year 2025, everybody needs to make money. That's the point. Is you can't stick to the old mentality of, well, only the baby faces need to be earning the money. No, if the heels can earn the money, let the heels earn the money.
Heels earn the money by being really bad, but you can't be really bad in this climate.
No, because here's the thing. In this day and age, there is the general consensus amongst a large portion of the fans, at least the adults, that this is not real. This is all entertainment. So we know that in real life, Dominic Mysterio really isn't like this, right? Like, we're willing to suspend our belief for the show, and we know that he's playing a character that is like this. But in real life, he's not actually like this. So it's like you just kind of sit there and you enjoy it as what it is, which is entertainment. It's acting. That's all it is. It's like watching a movie or a TV show, and you sit there, and when you know it's not real, right? When you sit there and you go, you know it's not real, there's a different level of appreciation that happens, especially for heroes and villains, where you can look at a really well-written, well-done villain, and in specific instances, you can appreciate it for what it is, because you're like, wow, that guy's such a dick, I love it, right? Yeah. And you don't necessarily have that hate, because it's very hard to make people hate a character in specific instances, because if they appreciate what's been done with that character and they enjoy how that character is presented, you can't hate them. I mean, you can, but like, it's difficult to hate them in specific instances. Now, there are other characters that you sit there and you can look at it and it's like, wow, I can't stand that guy. I just want to punch him in the face or whatever, you know, and there are instances of that, but that's also another level of appreciation because again, you're like, wow, that character, I just hate that character, but the actor's really good because I'm enjoying what they're doing. And I think that's part of the problem. But the issue is that John Cena wasn't doing that, at least on the onset. Like, I think my main issue with the John Cena heel run was they had him come out and they had him blame the fans, right? They kind of rested on that really lazy sort of, you know, you've like booed me and called me all these names and I did everything for you and now I'm going to do it for myself. And to me, that felt a little bit lazy because it's like, okay. So it's selfish John Cena. That's all it is. And so to me, it was kind of like, like that to me was weird. Like, I think he did well with it based on what he was given. But again, it's something that they're trying to put it all together. And they're trying to figure it all out. And that was the best that they could do in the time that they had. But I think they could have written a better story because hindsight is always 20/20, right? But there was more to go with that didn't go with that. I would love to know is what happened with Travis Scott. Like, how that fallout happened.
He no-showed.
I know, but why? Could he just not be fucked? Like, was that...
Because he probably realized he can't wrestle. And wrestling hurts.
Wrestling does hurt. Wrestling does indeed hurt. I mean, it's just bizarre, right? It's just kind of weird.
It's one of the big stories of the year of him just bailing on the company because they kind of had everything based around him for this turn. He was supposed to be the linchpin of the turn with Cena. It's the big crossover thing, and it just failed. And they pivoted.
Which is so unusual for them.
Yeah, but when guys just give up. They give up.
So he just literally took their money and just left.
Pretty much.
Well, we know they won't be working with him again. At least not in a wrestling capacity.
So that means, Shaq, here's the good thing. We won't get Fiend over and over again at WrestleMania.
Yay.
But let's talk about Saturday night's main event. This Saturday, okay. Live, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific on Peacock. We will be live once the final match ends for the Rack Extra mm-hmm. reviews. And the show has four matches on it. So we'll start with the other matches, and then we'll finish with John Cena, because there's a lot of talk about what's going to be the main event of this show. Will it be John Cena, or will it be something else? Because, you know, reason. It'll be Cody Rhodes in an exhibition contest against Oba Femi, champion versus champion.
Mm-hmm.
We talk a lot about this on Sunday, and it's this one's the hardest one to pick, because both men shouldn't lose. You know? They both shouldn't lose. Like, Oba's being brought up to have this match, and he's kind of just, you know, he just won the championship, so he shouldn't lose. He's the guy. He's the future. But then Cody's your champion. Your guy. Your QB1. He shouldn't lose either. What do you do?
I think in this instance, in this one instance, because it's exhibition, you can have Cody take the loss. And the reason why I say that is because it will do Oba more good to win than it will for Cody to win. And it will be easier to recover the loss for Cody because there's nothing on the line. There's no title on the line. And that's the biggest thing. Like, if it was a title match, I would say that it's likely Cody is going to win, right? But because there's no title, there's no stakes, it's just purely champion versus champion, you have Oba pick up the victory because that's a feather in his cap that he can use later if he wants. That it's like, I beat Cody Rhodes fair and square in the middle of the ring. Because let's all acknowledge what this is. This is the trial run for him to come up permanently. They're looking to make that move, so they're bringing up and they're testing things with this to see how it goes. And if it goes well, they'll bring him up. If it doesn't go well, they'll do what they have to do to tweak it, and then they'll bring him up. But this is the test. This is the trial run to see how it's all going to go. So I think in this instance, Cody can take the loss, and Oba picks up the victory. Because it only makes him look that much stronger when he goes down to NXT to defend the title. Because this is the man that just beat Cody Rhodes, the SmackDown champion.
My pick is Oba Femi beats Cody Rhodes thanks to Drew McIntyre interference. Before I ask this question,
okay.
What does the eight ball think?
What does the eight ball think? You're breaking up a little bit for me, by the way. Eight ball. Cody? Outlook not so good. All right.
Wheel.
Wrestler 2.
Wrestler 2.
Oba Femi.
Okay, all right.
Oh, so we're good now?
All in agreement.
Audio-wise, we're good?
Keep talking, we'll see.
Maybe. We're good? Chat, we good? We good audio-wise?
Everything I think good? You're good, yeah.
Didn't tweak a thing. Anyway, let's continue on. Let's keep going.
All righty. I don't have Wikipedia up. Do you have Wikipedia up?
You know, chat, she could host her show. No, it's Paley versus Sol Ruka. What do you think?
You started it, okay? You started it. You were like, it was Cody versus Oba Femi. And I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're not talking. Okay, so when I looked at the sheet this afternoon, I was like, oh, I guess we're not talking about the card. Now we're talking about the card. Anyway, Paley versus Sol Ruka. Another exhibition match, because there's no title on the line.
This one's easy.
This one's easy? I'm thinking Sol.
Yeah, it's easy. Sol Ruka. Paley gets to make somebody. That's a simple
thing. Yeah, which we're all down for.
Yeah, we're all down for it. Like, this will be a good match, but Paley's in her let's make people. She just held a seminar with all these women trying to teach them. They had John Cena there for 8 hours for the seminar. Natty was there. Lyra, Charlotte, TJ, all of them. They were there trying to make Tyler Breeze. She was teaching the younger generation of women on the independent scene. So, you know, that's how that goes. Yeah, I'm going Sol Ruka.
Yeah, I'll go Sol as well.
What about the 8-Ball?
8-Ball. Bailey? Better not tell you.
Better ask it again.
Well, do the wheel and then we'll ask it again because cooldown.
Wrestler 2.
Sol Ruka.
Okay, 8-Ball. Sol Ruka? Most likely.
So, .com or somewhere put this as a tag team title match. Wikipedia just says it's a tag match. I assume it's just a tag match, but who knows if it is or isn't. But it's AJ Styles and Dragon Lee versus Javon Evans and Leon Slater from TNA Wrestling. So TNA gets a shout out on John Cena's final show.
John Cena just making people. .com has it as just the World Tag Team Champions, AJ and Dragon Lee, taking on Javon Evans and Leon Slater. So I'm not sure where it's a title match.
There was something out there that said title match. Someone saw some graphic that said it. But again, someone could have just, you know, saw the wrong thing, and here we are. If they're given some time, this would be fantastic.
Oh, this will be fun.
This is a great showcase match. Javon Evans and Leon Slater have had fantastic chemistry as a tag team and as a, and when they even wrestled. They're two of the young high flyers in WWE and TNA. AJ Styles put over Leon Slater when he appeared at Bound for Glory, talked him up because Leon Slater just won the X Division Championship. So this is your first X Division champion versus your current X Division champion. So this is the way TNA, you get AJ Styles versus a TNA guy without sending AJ Styles to TNA, even though TNA may want AJ Styles for to have an actual match. But this could be, you give them 10 minutes, let them just get ready to fly, and they just do all the spectacular stuff that all of them could do. This would be a hell of a match. This is it. When you're talking about showcasing the future and showcasing people, this is the type of match you do for exhibition sake. This could be a phenomenal match. But the champs win.
Yeah, I think you have to put AJ and Dragon Lee over here. No offense to Evans and Slater because they're phenomenal, but I think AJ and Dragon Lee pick up the victory here.
What does the 8-ball say?
8-ball. Evans and Slater? Better not tell you.
Wrestler 1.
That would be the champs.
Okay. 8-ball, AJ and Dragon Lee. It is certain. Oh no, we are aligning on everything. Oh god. Okay. Alright, this is going to be shenanigans.
And now to answer the question. Does John Cena lose his final match?
I don't know. Like, here's the thing. He took the loss against Dom.
He did. He took the loss to Cody. He took the loss to Brock.
The question is, because it's Gunther, does essentially John Cena losing, it doesn't hurt him because he's retiring. Does John Cena winning do anything to harm Gunther, especially as a character? And I'm going to be very honest and say, yes, I think it does. Because Gunther has a reputation of being a badass, of being that guy that just slaps people around and pins them down. He has some of the longest title reigns outside of Roman Reigns in the history of the company. This man, for every title he's held in the company, has set a record and held it for over a year. So there is an expectation that comes with Gunther, but there is also LOL Cena wins. I kind of don't want to see Cena win. I do want to see Gunther pick up that victory. And the reason why is that something that he can add to his swagger. It's something that you can help to build him back up because Gunther's been gone. He's been gone since WrestleMania. And he's just come back. After a very hard-earned, well-earned break.
SummerSlam,
but still, he's been gone for a while. And he just came back, and he's had a well-deserved break as a result. Honestly, Gunther taking the loss will make the crowd hot for him. You lost to Cena. It'll make the crowd hot for him as a heel in terms of like jeering and poking fun at him. But it's how do you have the character respond to that? And I think they're not putting Gunther's character in the same position as they're putting Jay. Like if it was Jay and the whole point is to basically have Jay lose his shit, then yeah, Jay losing to Cena would help push him over the edge, right? Like that would be good. But for Gunther, they're not doing that. For Gunther, they're building him back up into that monster character because that's essentially what he is. He's a much calmer version of it. Much more articulate version of it, but he's still that monster guy that just comes out and annihilates people. And I kind of don't want Cena to win. I want it because it will do stuff for Gunther. It will do nice things for Gunther because it just adds to that aura that he has, that is the man that took down John Cena once and for all, fair and square. He worked his way into the tournament. He's won his way there. And then he beat John Cena. And retired him. And that's it. and he's the one that holds Cena's final loss and his final match. Like, Dom, because, like, here's the thing. The loss to Dom, there were shenanigans. A metric crap ton of shenanigans. And so it's not a clean loss. I know that's, like, a semantical thing, but, like, it's not a clean loss. And so I think you could have the clean loss here, and it would be fine. Like, in the end, you could have Gunther lose. You could have Cena picked up the victory. He goes out on a high. And you can recover Gunther eventually because you have the time to do it. And you can use it as a means for motivating him, but I think that's a little convoluted when it's just literally easier to give him the win. But what are your thoughts?
I'm very torn.
You're very torn?
Very torn. From the character's perspective, Gunther needs a win because you can continue the I retired legends gimmick.
Yeah.
But there's a part of me that just wants to go, I want to watch John Cena win one more time.
Yeah, that's there.
Like, they spent a lot of time Sunday talking about it. It's like, I sat here all week going, I don't want to watch John tap. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see him tap out to end his career. Because that's what they've been teasing. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see the guy who says, never give up, give up. I don't want that. Will we get that? There's part of me that believes we will. But there's also the part of me who wants to see the guy who never gives up to never give up and fight as hard as he can to give everything he's got for that last performance, for that last match. Pull out 17 AAs. Pull out 5, you can't see me. 5 knuckle shuffles. Give me some shoulder block after shoulder block after shoulder block after shoulder block and take down the almighty Gunther. I don't know. If I spent the money, if I spent hundreds of dollars, maybe thousands of dollars, to go to this show that's 17,000 plus this Saturday in Washington, D.C., I don't know if I wanted to pay all my money to watch John Cena lose. I probably wanted to pay my money to see John Cena win and have his hand raised high and go out on top. Cena probably would not want that. Because he's the guy who gives back, right? That's his deal. But I don't know, just me as a fan, I want to see him go out on top. I want to see Cena win. I don't know. I just want something like, from a story perspective, I see Gunther winning as the best possible scenario. But then it's like, I don't know. Just let Cena win. Because honestly, unless he's going to be the retire everyone guy, Gunther's not in a world title picture going forward.
Not right now.
So what are you building Gunther towards right now? Nothing.
An eventual title?
Gunther's a year away before being in a title match. Let's be real. The one that where he actually... One that he actually has a chance of winning. Because they're not putting that belt back on him anytime soon. And Gunther just wins. So imagine John Cena finally is the guy who can actually beat him. I mean, if Jay can do it, why not John? I don't know. My logical brain wants to go Gunther. That's where it goes. It goes Gunther, 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 Gunther. The heart and the fan in me goes, I want to see Cena win. I want to come on the air Saturday around 10 and go, John Cena wins. Let's celebrate John Cena. Because John Cena might not be the greatest of all time for everybody, but he's pretty damn good. He's done a lot. And I kind of just want to be happy going on. Like, come Saturday, when we go on there, I don't want to be like, well, Cena lost. And it was kind of sad and depressing how he lost. I don't want to see that. I'd rather see something good come out of it.
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all. Like, the positive of LOL Cena wins is great, right? And there is a chance to recover Gunther. It's just, I'm in the same boat as you, where it's logically, booking-wise, it makes sense to have Gunther win because the loss doesn't hurt Cena either way. It's just more of a sad moment for the fans, right? That's how John Cena is going out, is he's going to lose. But we all, or a large portion of us that are familiar with the industry somewhat, know that you go out on your back, unless you are specific people, right? Like, certain people did not go out on their back, but they also did have a loss very close to it, so it makes sense. For Cena, it's like he should lose because it's his final match. But it's also, you do want to see him win. You do want to see him rally. You do want to see him fight. You do want to see him be the guy that never gives up, right? Because that's who he is. For however many years, 20 years, let's say, he has been that guy that put that company on his back and has carried it through good times and through bad times, through multiple different eras and changes and regimes. He's been that one constant in that company. And we've all had our opinion on him, you know, where we love him and we hate him and we're happy to see him and we're sick of him. But at the end of the day, John Cena has been a constant in all of our lives, whether we wanted it or not. And he's somebody that has transcended pop culture.
With hard work, with determination, because guess what? He talked about it. He was not getting movie roles after some point in time. They weren't coming.
Mm-mm.
And he got lucky.
Yep.
But the "you can't see me," the hand across the face, became pop culture. Everyone knows it. Whether you're a wrestling fan or not, you know "you can't see me." We don't do it this way, but we're going to do it this way. What does the 8-Ball think?
All right. 8-Ball. John Cena, very doubtful.
Wheel.
Wrestler 2.
Gunther. Lindsay?
My logical brain has to go with Gunther. I'm sorry. It just does. But
screw
what about you?
Screw logic. John Cena wins, LOL.
The one we all divide.
I want to come on the air Saturday and be excited to talk about it. John Cena win for the last time. Going on,
I know
the
you
air,
do.
Going on the air and talking about John Cena looking like a shell of John Cena in defeat is going to be a terrible show. Everyone talks about, you know, this and that about Cena. Cena's last WrestleMania sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was heel John Cena, and it wasn't the match everyone wanted. His last SummerSlam was tremendous. I want his last match, but he didn't win the SummerSlam match. I want his last match. I want him to win. Will it happen? Probably not. But I want to be excited to go on the air, and this is the reason we're doing the show on Saturday. It's like, I want to be excited to talk about a win. And then watch the internet explode because he won. I want something. I want a feel-good moment where, for one night, the internet can go, "Hey, that was fun." Because there's could probably be a lot on this show that makes you question a lot of things. It's mainly the champion versus champion match. So that's where we're at. So that's our show.
That's our show. So you guys have until Saturday afternoon-ish to put this stuff in and let us know who you think is going to win and who you think is going to lose. But you've got stuff to plug, so plug away.
So there's no CB radio because live 10-ish p.m. Eastern will be the Rock Extra Reviews Saturday night's main event, John Cena's last match. We live to talk about it. Sunday night, so it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. They're going to review Saturday night's main event. We're back for the Raw post show because there's no Eagles game on Monday. Told you we would lose. It was something. We'll be live Monday night. Talk about Monday Night Raw whenever it ends. We'll be back next Thursday night to relive all the best in John Cena's career. In a John Cena tier list. Tune in for the Rack next Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Or wherever you get your podcast, just search the Rack Radio Show. Just go to Instagram.com/WildTalkRadio, Twitter at WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadio Network, and YouTube.com/RackRadioShow, and check out the 40 days of John Cena and hopefully, and YouTube, sorry YouTube, you don't get the last day. You just don't get it. I'm sorry YouTube. I tried. But I don't want to change my idea. And YouTube blocked it.
Oh! YouTube said no?
YouTube said no. But everyone else gets
well,
it.
That was rude.
I know. So YouTube, you don't get the last day. Everyone else does.
Well, I guess they have to go to the Twitter.
Or the Instagram. Or the Facebook to watch it. So there you go. It's at Wild Talk Radio and all the stuff. It's at Rack Radio Show and all social media platforms and web to podcasts and search the Rack Radio Show. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Not Prime Gaming, not Twitch Prime, just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support the channel. You can use creator code RocketSack or
Lin's Immord
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store when in the next few days you can buy Playboy Cardi and watch eventually Harry Potter go one-on-one, 1v1 brah with Kim Kardashian and whatever the emote where when Courage JD yells, "You're a Fortnite world champion," and then everyone in the crowd goes 6-7. All these are factual things. Hashtag epic partner.
I don't even know how to feel about that. Follow me on most of the social medias at Lin's Ward, L-E-N-S-W-R-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimaLin's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel. That's MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell Matt we said hi. And also wish him a happy birthday, because it's Matt's birthday. So happy birthday, Matt. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Till then, bye. Leave you beside yourself with fear. I'll kill you and bury you twice, despite the cover of night. Tracking your flight like guerrilla warfare, where the grass is dense. Approaching me is a quick way to get referred to in the past tense. Dead that. When the light, the mic is on. The crowd is dead like an intermission when you on a tight word light. This is basic thugonomics. WildTalkRadio.com.